Hey guys, good morning. How are we doing? So, welcome to yet another module in course 301. And this particular module, I will just be running on some things that are mindset blocks actually to us in the whole concept of purpose that we don't know, but it's still there and it's still confusing us. So, it's not going to be a long course. It's not going to be a long one. It's going to be brief. I hope it will be brief, but it's going to be brief because I just want to touch on a few things that actually hinder us and a few things that we actually unconsciously believe and some things that we should look out for now that we have an understanding of purpose, all right? Now, the first thing you need to understand is you must not do your purpose how everyone is doing it. You mustn't do it how everyone is doing it. Now, before we talk about that, let's break down purpose and assignment. I said purpose is the big idea. Assignment is the seasonal participation in that big idea. Alright? So, your assignment seasonally might not look to you as related to the big idea, but you will know that it's an assignment. Do you see this? For instance, volunteering in an organization if you're somebody who is called or who has a ministry or who is called into the sphere of business, it doesn't follow. Alright? But truth is, that which you did through volunteering, if that is your assignment for that season, chances are that in the future, the nuggets you will learn from there is what will keep you going. That God just wants to bring you to that point to learn something. Alright? So you must be able to understand that, yes, purpose is a big idea, but I need to break it down to what goes on now. This is where vision comes in. Because vision is actually one thing. Purpose is not the one thing. Vision is the one thing because you're striking at that particular thing for that season many times. Just see this. So your assignment is different from your purpose, and you must be open to understand your assignment. This is because we say things like, I don't know how to go about my purpose. I'm confused. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I know this is my purpose. And people tell us, just start regardless. However, you're still confused. You don't know where to start. It's because you do not yet understand that even if your purpose is a grand thing, it's a big idea, you are not getting there today that you started. No. What takes you there is a build-up of assignment. And what will grant you the clarity to know exactly how to go about it is by trying. That's why I had to tell you guys that you cannot fail. So don't have that thinking of, what if what I'm doing is wrong? Even if you're, how old are you? So you can't fail. All you need to do is trust God. It's not about you, really. Because even if you get to a point where you are so convicted that, no, this thing I'm doing is right, it might not be God. So it's not about you. Alright? So that's not something to be scared of. You just need to understand and press into what your assignment is for the now. Now, how do you know what your assignment is? How do you discover your assignment seasonally? One, you ask. Now, asking is vague because many times when preachers tell you, go and talk to God, ask God, we feel like they are sending us on exile. They don't want us to get answers because we are actually lazy people. Many times we feel, when I talk to God, how will I hear? How will I get the feedback? How will I hear this thing? But that's actually the first thing. And even if your hearing from God is different, and that's something you need to learn, you need to have seen how God is walking with you and see how He communicates with you so you can know that, no, if it's this way, this is just it. You can know that. All right? So one way to discover your assignment seasonally is to ask. Excuse me. It's to ask. All right? So It's in asking the one who has given you a grand idea, what am I to do now? Lord, what will you have me do now? Because many times God talks to us about our purpose, and because we, by ourselves in our own mind, we already seen a picture, we are fantasizing about it. You think it will be that smooth and that beautiful as you see it in your head. There are steps to take. There are steps to take, and the steps require responsibilities. And if you don't start taking them on time, it will catch up with you, because in the school of the spirit, we all understand there is nothing like self-promotion. It is who your teacher is that promotes you after passing a particular class. So you can't jump the process. If you are jumping processes now, trust me, even if it takes you 100 years, you'll still come back to that point one to do what you're supposed to do. You see this? So one way you need to discover your assignment for season is to ask. Two, you would always know. Yeah, you will always know. The problem is, like I always say, we are all innately wired to be complex. We want something different from what we are seeing physically. That's why you are doubting it. Could it be this one? Could it not be this one? Could it? You know in your heart, what is your heart connecting you to presently? You could just, there are seasons you get in your life and you feel a certain vacuum and you're like, no, I need to study this thing. Yeah, I need to study this thing. Now, that period when you're having that vacuum, that gap to study, please don't try to assume, no, but I am in this book of the Bible now, or this is the book I'm studying now, or I'm in school now. Try your best to study what you have to study. Try your best to do it in that time. You will not know why, but eventually you would see that when you will require that knowledge, you will not have time again to go back to study that thing. That's the truth. So you need to consciously trust your heart. Trust God. So when there is an impression in your heart, all you have to do is, what am I to do now? And every season you come into, it always comes with many, many inklings into your assignment. That is why there is confusion. It comes with many things that you think you should do, many things that you want to do, and many things God will have you do. That's the thing. That's why when you approach a new season, many doors are opened. But you must be sensitive to connect with your own heart. What is impressed in your heart at that time? What is prioritized? Like, it's not like you prioritize it. Somehow in that season of your life, that thing is more prioritized. That's how you can know what your assignment is for a season. That God is bringing you or connecting you to relationships, and He's making you see how to do things or handle things at that particular time. Then that is an inkling to your assignment. So it's not about being focused on the big goal. It's about fixing your eyes on a big idea, but consciously taking the steps, not the elevator. Because the truth is, the elevator would always be a scam. You must take the step. And taking the step is in fulfilling your assignment. Alright? So, one thing you must understand is that, and one thing, there's this thing with, okay, how do I now start my assignment? How do I now do my assignment? That's this thing, because it always come up with questions. How do I now do my assignment? How do I do this? There is somebody that has done what God is asking you to do as an assignment. Go and copy. When you are copying, you refine it, because you can't copy somebody's strategy. So you can see what the person is doing, and the more you see what that person is doing, the more clarity you get. It's not pride. You practically don't know anything. So you don't want to be dependent on your head that is not exposed. So if God is placing in your heart what to do in this season, probably God is telling you to start a business. Your business is not the first business. Look for a business in around that niche that is your business. And copy. When I mean copy, I'm not saying do everything, because some persons will copy logo, copy this, copy that. No, when I mean copy, I'm telling you, look at the system, look at the strategy, and refine. Because the more you see it, the more you get a broader picture. The more you can get a broader picture into what how to go about yours. And chances are that when your assignment came, there is already a how to go about it. But because of you are seeing either the impossibility of it, then you might not want to journey with it. Do you see? So if your challenge is how do I go about it, not to be confused, go and check people that have a similarity with your call and copy. I'm not saying dub, no. But to be a voice, many times you have to first be an echo. You see this? So I'm not saying go and copy people and do everything everybody didn't know. You are learning. So you want to look at somebody else and see. And one thing that happens when you start to look at somebody else is that the veil in your eyes open, it falls off, and you start to see how that person is doing something. You now start to see how you can do it the way the person is doing it, but in a better way. You understand? So how to go about it? Go and look for people that are relevant to your call, to your assignment, and follow. Go and look for them and follow. Go and look for them and follow. Purpose is not a complex subject. Let's stop making it complex. It's not a complex subject. And you are not the first person to discover purpose or to understand purpose. You are not. So when you have that thing of how do I go about it, stop sitting down in a place and trying to think. That is laziness. Stop sitting down in a place and trying to figure it out. That is laziness. You already have the big picture and you are consciously talking to God about it. You must be willing to step out and take responsibilities. So what you have to do is you look. There are people before you that have done what God is telling you to do now. Because you need to believe that. The only difference with what your assignment is how. There is nothing you will do or I will do that has never been done before. That's the truth. There is nothing practically. It's just the how. So if the how is what is confusing you, look at people who are living their purpose that is very similar to yours. And copy that. Try to see it and place your life. You can know, yes, there is personality when it comes to it. I can't copy everything from this person. But when this person is my mentor and I say, okay, this is what I'm doing, what I do is I go back. That's why anybody that knows me, before I follow anybody on Instagram, for instance, it's probably I like you and I like your message. I like how you're going about your kingdom assignment. One of the first things I do is, even if you have 10,000 posts on Instagram, I make sure I scroll till the end and I'm reading and following you up to see the consistency, to see how you started, to see where at some point it's like you it was a turn off, to see how you were connecting it. I'm not going to copy you exactly, but that is already giving me a strategy into how to go about what God has handed me. So that is one thing you must learn to do. Don't sit down and say, I don't know how to go about it. It's because you are lazy. That's the truth. It's just mental laziness. There is no excuse for this. I don't know how to go about it. I don't want to start this thing. Maybe if I start it, this thing is laziness. Because if you start something, you must learn to allow failure. If you can't fail now, when do you want to fail? What if I start this thing now and people say this? Or I start this thing now and I do it like this. I don't even know. Maybe this one is even my purpose again. I don't even know. Maybe this is how I should go about it. It's simple. Believe it and believe it now. You are lazy. That's why. That's just it. You are lazy. Because when you take your assignment as kingdom, when you take it truly as a kingdom assignment, you won't sit down and tell yourself, I don't know how to go about it. I don't know what to do this. Because God is constantly looking for a man. He's looking for sons who will represent him. And you are sitting down and you're saying, I don't know. I don't want to be confused. I don't want to do this. Are you the one holding yourself? And this, I'm speaking specifically to some persons. I don't know who these persons are. You know that you should step out to do something. If you don't step out now, I'm challenging you. You have failed. If you don't step out now, you are lazy and you have failed. Step out. Stop waiting for your own self. Stop waiting to be satisfied. You don't do things. God does not allow you to do things because you are ready. He knows when he wants you to, not you. So stop sitting down in a position and saying, I don't know how to go about it. I don't know if. And you've been saying that for 1 year. You've been saying that for 2 years. This year is almost over. You will still say it again next year. Come on. That is laziness. That is laziness. And failure is not that you start something and it stopped. Failure is you never started at all. That is failure. You never started at all. So if you've been given an instruction, go and fulfill it. Go and do it. Lord, what exactly is my assignment? What is my purpose? That's why I've explained to you that assignment is seasonal. Your assignment for the season could even just be to go and serve in a local assembly. God is looking for men. But we peg him with our own impurities and insecurities because we feel that we want to fail him. It's a beautiful mindset. But many times the devil takes advantage of that and pegs you at a spot. And you stay on that spot. You stay on that spot for a very long time. So if God has told you to do something, stop trying to bother how. Step out. Check how every other person is doing this. There are people who have gone before you. You are not the first person. And if you can't go out to check out people and you are telling yourself, no, that's other people, that's pride. You can't do anything. It's the truth. Many times before you become a voice, you become an echo. It is God that will give you strategies, yes. But if your heart is not opened to see what has already gone before you, you cannot access and accept that strategy. So let that particular mindset break off. So you must understand how to find and understand your seasonal assignment and go all out doing it. It's for a season. Seasons are short. They are not long. Some seasons are long, but when it comes to assignments, they are short-term goals. They are not. It could take you just 1 year to achieve, 5 years to achieve, some months to achieve. That's the truth. Because it's an assignment. Then another thing I want to talk about is your process must be like everyone. Your process is not always like, must not be like everyone. Because people will tell you, people will compare you. That what of, okay, for instance, let's say you are somebody who has parental guidance. They will always compare you. What of this person? How is this person doing it? But you need to understand that your process must not be like everyone. Your process must not be exactly the same as everyone. But there is nothing you're going through that there is nobody that has gone through it. It's just for you to search and seek wisdom to follow through while you are on that process, while you are on that journey. There is nothing. Oh no, faith, you won't understand. I don't care about that, ma. There is nothing on the earth that God has given you or that is your process and what you are handling that you are the first to experience. No. You are not even experiencing the worst pain in your journey. Nope, you're not. So seek wisdom. All right. So another thing I want to speak of is the consecration of your assignment. Now, your assignment has consecrations. Consecrations are things that God reveals to you that are like rules and regulations. That even if every other person is doing it and it's right for them, you can't do it. Relative to your own specific assignment, God will always give you consecrations. It could be how to dress. It could be how to handle things. It could be what to say. All right? Do you see this? Now, for instance, there are certain things that I cannot say.
There are certain ways I cannot handle things. There are certain places I cannot go. There are just certain things I can do. Not because they are wrong, but because relative to my assignment, that is a sin to me. And I need to purify the oil of my assignment. Do you see this? So you must understand that there are consecrations relative for your own assignment. That is why every other person, for instance, let's say you're a lady or you're a guy, every other of your friend, they are 20, 21, 25, they are already in a relationship, but God tells you, no, do not. It isn't because God hates you. It's because he's trying to purify the oil of your assignment for that period. So you must know. You need to know what your consecrations are. Some persons is even what they wear. You see people tell you that God told me never to wear something like this. You don't know why. It might seem like God can't tell you that, but you don't know why. It's called a consecration. It could be, it's when it comes to you, that thing is a taboo. Like when it comes to you, it's a taboo. Do you see this? Some persons is never eat in anybody's home, never eat in anybody's, never go to anybody's place and sit down and eat. That could also be a consecration. Alright? Some persons is you don't have to even court for long. You don't have to be in a relationship. When I want you to get married, then I just make the person available for you and you go into the world. But the whole thing where everybody starts building might not work for you because of the consecration of your assignment. Do you see this? So you must understand what are the things that are like sin to you that God has shown you. People might not get it. People might see you as crazy. People might see you as foolish. But it's not about trying to be moral. That's one thing. It's not about trying to be moral. It is a consecration. I remember while I was in secondary school, this is not to make me sound like I'm all pure or anything. No. I remember while I was in secondary school, and all through my secondary school, I had a whole lot of classmates, a whole lot of friends who were going into teenage relationships then. But then, I was consecrated not to. It was not because of maybe my mom said I should not, or my dad said there's no come of it. It was because of a consecration. And I remember that the kind of assignment and the big idea of God's purpose he has given me is such that there are things I cannot dabble into. So even while I got into the university, that's college, I consciously knew that faith, this thing, and I told him and he told me that even if this person is coming, you will know. All right. So now that was a consecration. It was a consecration that you don't follow what everybody's doing. I know people who started a teenage relationship. It didn't break up. No. Some of them are married. It didn't break up. But that's not my path. To them, it's something they can get away with. But to me at that time, it was sin. Do you see this? So you must understand the consecration of your assignment. Then let's talk about career and purpose a bit. Now, for some persons, what you call a career is going to actually be very, 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 very connected to your purpose. It could be a medium through which you can express your purpose. For some persons, it won't. How do you now bring the balance? First things first, you need to understand that you are not in life to create the best career. That's an ambition. And we are not ambitious people, we are visionary. You're not in life to create the best career. Now, let's say you find yourself in a position where you are already pursuing a career. You can look into it. Chances are that everything you are involved in is connected with your purpose. Even if it seems like you are in error. truth is, everything you're evolving is connected. So if you can find that that mouse, if you can find it and hold it, then you'll be able to find a balance. So one thing you must understand is, if your purpose, if your career is an expression of your purpose, yes, give it your all. There are people who their career is an expression of their purpose. That's just, there are people who it is, like teachers. There are teachers who that is their purpose, is just to groom young people, just to groom them. So they can express it through various medium, but one medium they can express it is actually by teaching, and not just teaching schoolwork. That is where people make the mistake. You're not just teaching schoolwork, you're teaching with an understanding of, I am building a life. So you are leaving a legacy. That is why if your career is an expression of your purpose, you must have the wisdom to translate whatever it is everybody is doing normally into a kingdom thing. Do you see this? You must have that ability that whatever you're doing is a kingdom thing. Even if your career is something that is fetching you money, your purpose, yes, will fetch you money. Or your expression might not, but your purpose will surely fetch you money. So money is not the issue. You just need to place in mind, how do I best express this as a kingdom assignment? Do you see this? And for some of you, if your career is totally different from what your purpose should be, even if you can't find a connect, because you will likely find and you will likely not, one thing you must understand is, you can stop it to take another one. You can. Except you think that it is connected. So you are not living for your ambition. You are living for God's own idea. And if the issue is, how do I get money? Once you can crack the purpose code, you'll be able to find your wealth well. And I think I'll talk about your wealth well in the advanced course. You will be able to find your wealth well. All right? So balancing career and purpose, you need to first see it. Is this career an expression of my purpose? Or it isn't? Alright, I do hope I've been able to answer some of the boggling questions in your heart through this particular course. If not, we'll talk about it when we meet tonight on your class group to take questions. And this is actually the end of course 301. The subject of purpose and the blueprint of purpose is actually a subject that is inexhaustible, and I can take 5 more courses on this, actually 5 different other courses on this, but this is an elementary course and we are keeping everything elementary so that you can utilize this information before you can access another. So if you've not made up your mind till now to either get the course bundle I said I want to create or register for the advanced course, then you might be sleeping on a bicycle. So you just make up your mind, because you don't want to miss out of that. All right. So do have a nice day, guys. I do hope, I said it will just be short and it's almost 30 minutes. So do have a nice day, guys.